It's our Friday show check-in during an international break. Only three games gone, but an transfer window that is slamming shut, because that's what they have to do. They have to slam. If they do not slam, how would anybody know? I'm starting off with Dom Farrell to talk about Manchester City, who had an odd start to the season. The world was excited by them against Wolves. It's two defeats later. In the two defeats, Dom, the thing I think the two defeats have in common, almost more than anything else, and there's not a ton of time against Brighton, but what would concern me in a funny way is when they're behind in both games, City, they can't muster a kitchen sink to throw. And that's one of the things that I've took away from the two defeats, having watched them both.
This is a really boring explanation. And there's plenty of things to unpack about City that isn't working at the moment. But I think it's as simple as very limited preseason. I just think that's the one. I mean, I think, like, I saw someone pointing out that Tottenham had like 4 or 5 more friendlies and 20 odd days more. And you could tell, I mean, that Tottenham game, I thought Tottenham were really good. Thomas Frank's great. He's always set teams up against City well. He did it this time with better players. They were full value for it. But there was the chances, Haaland before halftime, Ake after it. And Ake is one of those, like, you probably want that chance to fall to about 8 other players for as good as Nathan Ake is at other stuff. But, and then after an hour, it was just Tottenham played it out really comfortably. And I think there was lack of getting ahead of steam. Same with Brighton. Hertzler did that quadruple substitution that a mate of mine described to me as, like, he thought it was like Football Manager subs, of like, just throw a bunch of lads on and see what happens.